Amen. As we come together on this morning, thinking about the times where we have told people that we will go with them anywhere, and so many have led others down the wrong path. But our Lord and our Savior leads us in the right direction. So we can truly say that we can go with him anywhere.
Amen.
As we come together on this morning, thanking God for another day, for another opportunity to serve him. As we go through and read from Hebrews chapter 2 once again, the writer, throughout the book of Hebrews, encourages the children of God to do the right thing, to ensure that their lives are in order, reminding them about the goodness of God, about what other men and women had done, and reminding them and bringing to their remembrance the ways of our Lord and our Savior, and the things in which they must do and the things in which we must do. So we find in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1 once again, therefore, we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard, lest we drift away from it. If you were about to drive over a cliff, and you did not know that that cliff was there, and someone jumped in front of your automobile, what would you do? What would you do? Many of us are scary. If someone jumped in front of our automobile trying to stop us, we would probably press down on the gas a little bit harder. That's how scary we are. But others would stop immediately, for they did not want to bring harm to that individual that jumped in front of their automobile. And once they stop, inquire, why did you jump in front of my automobile? And they said that there's a cliff there, and I did not want you to drive over it. We would thank them. That's exactly what the writer here is trying to get the readers, his audience, to understand. That there is a cliff. There is a pit. There is a warning that need to be paid attention to. So he says, therefore, we must pay much closer attention. You know what that means, right? Closer attention. You know, we read something sometime and we miss what really needs to be sought after. So let's read it again. Let's look at it. So he says, pay much closer attention to what we have heard, lest we drift away from it. What we have heard. You know, now the word speaks and it talks to us. And it tells us in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So he continues and he says in verse 2, for since the message declared by angels proved to be reliable, and every transgression or disobedience received a just retribution, the word, again, that was declared by angels proved to be reliable. And we know that there were times where Paul taught and Paul said, if we or an angel from heaven come and preach to you another gospel, let him be accursed. But the writer here is saying that the word that the angels declared was reliable. So another gospel is not reliable. This word here is reliable, so therefore what the angels had taught needed to be adhered to. He continues and he says in verse 3, how shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? It was declared at first by the Lord, and it was attested to us by those who heard. The Lord taught the word, taught the truth, taught the things that needed to be carried out. And it says that, and it was attested to us by those who heard. Those that heard the word that the Lord taught shared that message. And we have to continue today to share the same message. And he says in verse 4, while God also bore witness by signs and wonders and various miracles, and by gifts of the Holy Spirit distributed according to his will. You know what we have in front of us today? We have in front of us the word that God wants us to have. This word has already been proven to be true. The signs and the wonders and the miracles that were performed, they were performed for a reason. They were carried out for a reason, that men may believe that God is God and that Jesus is his son, and that the word that the apostles taught needed to be and need to be obeyed. Missing that which is good. There are many people today that are missing that which is good. Have you ever asked someone about a TV program that you have watched? And you asked them about that program because you enjoyed it. It was a good program. And they said, no, I missed that. I was doing this or I was doing that. I missed that program. Is it going to run again? And you go and you search and you search and you search and you finally find it. And you program your DVR, your VCR. I know many of y'all don't have VCRs anymore, but some of us still do. You program it in order to catch that program. And here's what we need to understand about the Word of God. When you miss it and you're still living, you have time to get it. But those that have missed it and are no longer with us, their time is up. They don't have another opportunity. So let's not miss that which is good. Let us pay attention to it. We find in the book of Matthew chapter 23, verse 23 and 24. You know, sometimes we look at people and we talk to them about their appearance. And we tell them that you look good today. And you're not necessarily talking about the clothing that they're wearing, but you're talking about their skin. Your skin looks so good. What are you doing? How did you get your skin to look so good? How did you get rid of those spots that were on your face? How are you doing this? And they break it down to you. They say, I took this cleansing solution. You know, every now and then we needed a good cleansing. And within that cleansing, what it does, it not only cleanses the outside, but it also not only cleanses the inside, but it also cleanses the outside. See, there were some people in Jesus' day that missed the importance of getting the inside clean. All they worried about was the outside. You ever heard that phrase, you know, rusty as a nail, but sharp as a tack? You know, we got some people that are like that. Oh, they look good on the outside, but the inside is just rusty. We need to understand that we need to do what is right before God, to be those people that we need to be. So we look here in Matthew chapter 23, and the verse is 23. He says, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you tithe mint and deal in common and have neglected the weightier matters of the law. Justice and mercy and faithfulness. These you ought to have done without neglecting the others. You blind guide straining out a gnat and swallowing a camel." He says in verse 25, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you clean the outside of the cup and the plate, but inside they are full of greed and self-indulgence. You blind Pharisee, first clean the inside of the cup and the plate, that the outside also may be clean." Again, he says, you're neglecting the weightier matters of the law. See, we need to understand that God wants us to live the way He wants us to live. Now, not the way we want to, because when we live the way we want to, we choose and pick, and we all so fast forget what we really need to be doing. To be the children that God wants us to be. We're neglecting some things. So let's not overlook God's word. Let's not go and say, you know, I can do that because that's easy. Or I can do that because everybody else is doing it. No, we need to look at it and we need to start doing the hard things. So you can do hard things. It's not impossible. You know, there are some times where we think about those things. You know, sometime we, you know, the little engine that could, thought that he couldn't climb up that hill, but he finally made it up. Made it to the top. You know what our attitude is sometimes? When somebody tells us we can't and we go out there and try to prove them wrong, we really can't. Why? Because we have let them get inside of our heads. We have allowed them to tell us that we are nobody. We have allowed them to convince us that we cannot press on, that we cannot succeed. Here Jesus tells these scribes and Pharisees, he calls them hypocrites. You're doing one thing or saying one thing, but yet you're missing what you really need to be doing. Do not neglect to do what is right before God, but do it. We find the reason that a lot of people are missing that which is good because they love the world. They love the world. And you know, there's nothing wrong with enjoying things out there. There's nothing wrong with having a good time. But when you are in love with the world, God is not with you. Because the love that we're looking at here and that we need to be focused on is that you are participating in sin. And God does not want you to do that. For when you do, you miss that which is good. In the book of 1 John, the chapter is 2 and the verse is 15. John writes here to Christian folk again. See, that's what we have to understand. When we look at these things are not for those that are outside of Christ, but they are for those that are inside of Christ, those that have put Christ on. He says in 1 John 2, verse 15, Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and the pride of life is not from the Father, but is from the world. And the world is passing away along with its desires. But whoever does the will of God abides forever. You want me to tell you why? That the one that does the will of God abides forever? Because God is forever. Peter, that confession that he made before Jesus, when Jesus asked him, who do you say that I am? You are the Son of the living God. You know, that says a lot right there. The living God, because there were some gods that were not living. Some gods that couldn't do anything for themselves. Gods that were passing away. But here you find that he says the world is passing away with its desires. So things change from time to time. Ooh, at one moment, the world is out there and they're desiring to do this. And as time passes, those things pass along with it. Then there's something new that comes about. God's word will never, ever change. So therefore, we need to look at it and we need to understand if we're going to make sure that we get what's good, that we leave the world alone. That we quit loving the things of this world. Yeah, we're trying to convert the world, the people of the world, but the things of the world we need to leave alone. Those sins we need to leave alone. We need to step away from them. And we need to commit our ways to God. But whoever does the will of God abides forever. You're living in this world and you live throughout all eternity with the Father if you do what is right. Then we find that the love of man keeps us from getting what's good. And we miss it. Love of man. Now, I want you to understand something on this morning. Yes, we're commanded to love. But if our love goes beyond what God wants us to do, we're missing the mark. We're not the people that God wants us to be. And if we're not the people that God wants us to be, then we need to change. So he says here in Matthew chapter 10, let's start with verse 34. Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. For I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father and a daughter against her mother and a daughter-in-law against a mother-in-law, and a person's enemies will be those of his own household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it. And whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Now here, Jesus is saying, if you love family more than me, man, if you love them more than me, you're not worthy of me. So we have to prioritize. And you know where God should be? Number one, on top. Everything else, everybody else falls below him. God first, others, and then self. We have to understand that you can change that others and self if you want to. But the Bible, that greatest command is to love the Lord your God, and the second is like unto it. Love your neighbor as yourself. So therefore, we can love man, but we love God first. And if we love man more than we love God, we're missing that which is good. We're missing his instructions. And we need to go back and we go back to the drawing board. Look at what the Bible says. He says, I didn't come to bring peace, but I came to bring a sword. You know, some family members will not sit down with you and study the word with you. Some family members will not agree with what the word of God says. They want to listen to what some man says. So therefore, they love man more than they love God. Man's word is no good. How many times have you read something in the newspaper? And I know some of y'all don't get newspapers no more, but I know some of you do. Read something in the newspaper and you said, man, I can't believe that's happening. I can't believe that they said that. And then later you go back and read it again and they had to do a retraction because they did not tell the truth. But you believed it. See, you don't have to worry about that with God's word. God has never retracted his word. His word would never change. So therefore, you're going to miss what's good if you don't get into the word of God. So let's study it together. Let's look at what the word says and let's be the people that God wants us to be. If family don't want to do what's right, you still do what's right. Always. Do not compromise. And we find that there are some people out there in Matthew chapter 15 missing that which is good because they're listening to man. Yeah, a lot of people are worshiping today. I just happened to catch a little bit of what some man was saying on the radio before I came in here. And he was talking about all these different types of services that they were going to have today. And he was just going to be busy, busy, busy. I can understand that. That you're busy, busy, busy worshiping God, doing what's right. But every time people gather together to worship God does not mean that God is accepting that worship. Amen. True, they are worshiping. But you know, there are some people out there that are worshiping the devil. Amen. Satanic worshipers. Only good thing I can say about the satanic worshipers is this, that they believe in God's word. They believe in God's word. They believe that there is a God. But that doesn't make them right. Because they do not want to follow the word. They want to follow after the devil. And there are some people out there today that are worshiping. Not that they are following after the devil knowingly. They're doing it ignorantly. They're doing it in vain. They're worshiping God in vain, shall I say. Matthew chapter 15, verse 7. Matthew chapter 15, verse 7. Again, listen to the words of Jesus. You hypocrites! Well did Isaiah prophesy of you when he said, this people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as the doctrines, the commandments of men. Teaching as the doctrine and the commandments of men. See, there's only one doctrine that we're supposed to be looking at. And that's the doctrine that our Lord and our Savior delivered unto the apostles. And it's called the apostles' doctrine as well. And we need to follow it. And we need to understand that the truth is there. But we do not need to be hypocrites. We do not need to say one thing and do something different. We need to do what the word says. We need to teach the word the way it is written. For our worship could very well be in vain as well if we're not doing what is right before God. Missing that which is good. Then we find that people are going to miss that which is good and some have already missed it because they are delaying. They are delaying. I need to go check with this person. I need to go check with that person. I need to go back and do some research. It's okay. It's okay to check with somebody about something. But when you know it's the truth, you need not delay, but you need to follow it. Acts chapter 24. Acts chapter 24. Starting with verse 22. Paul, as he was before Felix. It says in Acts 24, verse 22, But Felix, having a rather accurate knowledge of the way, put them off saying, when Lysias, the tribune, comes down, I will decide your case. And let's back up just for a moment there. Look what he said. But Felix, having a rather accurate knowledge of the way. Accurate now. Nothing that he has been told about the church, about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, was wrong. He had an accurate account of it all. What kept him from obeying? What kept him from doing what is right? We continue, and it says in verse 23, then he gave orders to the centurion that he should be kept in custody, but have some liberty, and that none of his friends should be prevented from attending his needs. And after some days, Felix came down with his wife Drusilla, who was Jewish. And he sent for Paul and heard him speak about faith in Christ Jesus. He's getting more information now. He already had an accurate account of it. Now he's getting more information from one of the apostles in person. He's listening to what Paul has to say. And that's what many people do today. Let me hear what you have to say about the word. And there you are reading the word to them, expounding on the word. And a lot of people have the same attitude that Felix had. And he wasn't by himself. Remember, his wife Drusilla was there as well. But here's what he says in verse 25. And as he reasoned about righteousness and self-control and the coming judgment, Felix was alarmed and said, go away for this present. When I get an opportunity, I will summon you. So here Paul is telling him just a little bit more. Now remember that the Lord gave the word to Paul. And here Paul is sharing the word with Felix. He reasoned about righteousness and self-control and the coming judgment. That could be frightening. Especially if you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. You've heard some things about Jesus, how good Jesus has been. You've heard about how he came to this earth and how he had compassion upon the poor. How he healed the lame, how he caused the blind to see. You heard about how he went to the cross of Calvary and gave his life for the sins of the world. You've heard about all those things. But what you did not hear is that one day he's coming back. He's coming back, and when he comes back, he's coming back in order to receive unto himself a perfect church. He's coming back in order to judge the world. You've never heard about that, but now you have, and it is frightening to you. And you don't know what to do about it. Except for dismiss the person that is telling you this and saying, you go away for right now and I'll send for you later. You have never read in scripture where Felix sent for Paul in order to obey the gospel. It's frightening. Especially when you're not doing what is right, to hear that there is a judgment that's coming. When you hear that there is a heaven and there is a hell. And God is the one that's going to commit men to one of the other places. It's frightening. And it's more frightening to realize that not only you are not doing what's right, but your family is not doing what's right. Missing that which is good. Just because you want to uphold a reputation. You want to look good before others. Bible says in verse 26, at the same time he hoped that money would be given him by Paul, so he sent for him often and conversed with him. When 2 years had collapsed, Felix was succeeded by Pontius Festus, and desiring to do the Jews a favor, Felix left Paul in prison. So he never obeyed. You see what I'm saying? He didn't send for him to hear the truth again and to do what was right. The Bible says here, at the same time, he hoped that money would be given him by Paul. Paul was giving him the best thing. The words of God. He was trying to get him to accept a gift, the gift of life. And he didn't want to do that. Missing that which is good. And again, that's what we do. We're after one thing when we really should be after something else. We miss what God wants us to have. Let's not do that today. Let's not neglect the word. But let's accept it. And let's do what's right. Let's not love the world, but let us love God. Let us not love man more than God, but let us love God more than man. When we come to worship, let our worship not be in vain, but let our worship be in spirit and in truth. Let us not delay, but let us immediately do what is right before God. See, we have to look at these things and we have to examine these things and we have to step back and we have to say, am I missing that which is good? And if I am, can I please stop? And the answer is yes, you can. You can stop missing that which is good and start accepting that which is good. Hearing the word of God will allow you to do that. But not only hearing, but you need to believe what you hear. And you have to understand again that Jesus is the Son of God. The one that he sent to this earth in order to be crucified so that you and I may live throughout all eternity. So therefore we confess him. He says, yes, Jesus is the Son of God. And within saying that, we're willing to change our ways. We're willing to live a different life. We're willing to dress differently. We're willing to talk differently. We're willing to walk differently. A different direction. Because of whom Jesus is, we're willing to do those things. And then we're willing to put him on through the watery grave with baptism. Right? The water. Not a cup of water, not a glass of water, not a pouring of water, but an immersion in water in order to put Christ on. Paul says, as many of you has been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. You put him on through the watery grave with baptism. It's a burial. Just as he was buried, we too are buried. But just as he was raised, we too are raised. To walk a newness of life. To study his word. To do what is right. To continue to grow the way he wants us to grow. To be faithful even to the point of persecution. We are faithful unto the death according to Revelation chapter 2 and the verses 10. You know, a lot of times when people approach us and they question us about the word of God, we clam up. We don't have an answer for them. We are afraid to speak God's word. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. What did Paul say? I am not ashamed of the gospel in the book of Romans chapter 1 and the verses 16. For it is the power of God unto salvation. To everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Let us not be ashamed when we become children of God, but let us stand boldly, stand with confidence, and teach and preach those things that are right, so that individuals may not miss that which is good. If you're here this morning and you're not a child of God and you want to become one, the opportunity is yours. To come forth and make the confession that you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, be immersed in the watery grave of baptism. Maybe you're here and you're strayed away. We want to encourage you to come back to the fold before it is too late. Do what is right. Continue to be an example that you need to be before others. If you're here and you're subject, we ask you to please come as we stand and sing.